Carl, you on the air?
Yes.
Hey, Coach, hold on 1 second. I got to give you the clap.
Yeah.
Coach, thank you for taking the time to call in today. Congratulations. Congratulations, 2-0. What we're going to do is I'm going to start out first, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit briefly about the first game, and then Tim's going to talk to you about yesterday's game. Is that cool with you?
Sounds great.
Okay, the first game, what a game, man. You guys look really, really good. The one thing that I noticed right out the back, and I don't know if it was done intentionally or if it just was the feel of the game, maybe the first 4 or 5 plays, you guys went right into the big guy. He was able to use some fancy footwork, get some points on the board. No one could actually stop him. Was that plays you called, or did the guys just notice that and made it happen?
A little bit of both. They came out, surprisingly, actually, they came out in man-to-man to start the game, which wasn't really what I had expected. I thought they'd come out in some sort of zone. So they came out man-to-man, so we ran a couple quick plays just to try to get the ball down low, because we knew that's where, obviously, our advantage is, which is we have an advantage usually down low most games we play. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they were able to recognize that, the players themselves with the IQ that they have, and understood that we had a big advantage down there, so they were able to get the ball down there, the big guy was able to make some nice plays and get some quick points on the board, which is always nice.
Your returning guys played great for you, which I know that you knew they would. Mike had a really good game. Tyler had a game. I thought Justin might have been a little, I don't even know if it was nervous. Sometimes I just think, me personally, and I tell him this all the time, I think he plays a little bit faster than he has to. If he slows down, the game will come to him. But I wanted to talk to you about Nitrell and some of your younger guys. Especially Nitrell. Nitrell had a very good game for it to be his first varsity game in front of a crowd like that. How did you feel about his playing?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he gave us some really good quality minutes. He knocked down some big threes, which is something that, that's something we need him to do when he's in the game, because he is a good shooter, and it gives us another option. From the outside of Mike and Tyler, that's coming back, who we know that, they're going to knock some shots down for us. So it's nice to see, and nice for him, I think, too, being his first varsity game, to get that confidence built up, to have a good game in the first game and not to doubt himself and, get down on himself. So it's not only good for our team, but just for him personally, moving forward, where that confidence is now, going to be built up. And he says, okay, I can do this. I can play at this level. I can play with these guys. And, like I said, he's a good defender, too, which helps when we bring him in off the bench. He gives us another good option from a defensive standpoint as well.
Yeah, with Nitrell and, like I said, some of the younger guys, I've watched them play. I know they can make these shots. Their first couple shots was all nerves. And you being a coach, I mean, he overshot maybe one or two, and after that he got his feeling in. Like, what do you say to him? Do you say anything to him, or do you say, listen, just relax, it's going to come, don't worry about it, or do you just let him work himself out of it?
With him, and especially some of the younger guys where, they're not sure of, what the maybe repercussions are if they, first couple shots look bad, so for somebody like that, it's like, all right, listen, you're good. Take a deep breath, knock down the next one. So that's kind of the thing. And the guys are supportive of him too on the bench, telling him, listen, take a shot when you got it. So that's kind of big too. It's not only necessarily coming from me, but from your teammates. Sometimes even means more. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with someone like that who we know can shoot the ball, we're going to give them a handful of shots to work that out. I mean, after that, then we may have to go another route. But with someone who is a shooter, that's something that as a coach you have to let them kind of work through. First couple shots might look bad. You're hoping 3, 4, and 5 don't look like that.
Yeah, yeah. I got 2 more questions. I'm passing to Tim. In that first game, I want you to take someone, and not Nitrell, but take someone that maybe other people might not have recognized, but had a great game, and probably doesn't get the recognition that they should.
Let's see. I mean, I can give you. I'll give you. Can I give you 2?
I'll take 2.
All right. would be Ellis Richardson.
Yeah.
I think he came in and gave us some really, really good minutes. He was on the team last year, you know, got some minutes here and there, you know, not a huge contributor. But he came in and gave us some really good minutes, which was good for us because we don't, you know, outside of, you know, Justin and Hama, you know, our size isn't necessarily, you know, kind of starts to you know, go downward after that.
Mm-hmm.
So he came in and gave us some big minutes down low, attacked the basket, got some real big rebounds, finished around the rim. So he definitely, you know, he may have been a little bit more noticed because I think he had maybe 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
But one other one I'll give you that has improved a lot. And, you know, came in, you know, as our kind of like our second unit towards the end of the game was Keanu.
Yes, sir.
And he's tremendously improved from last year. You know, he's able to finish around the rim now. He's always been a hustle guy. He's always been able to rebound, but now he can actually, when he rebounds, he can gather himself, make a move, and actually finish around the rim. So he's definitely, you know, made strides from last year. And he played some really good minutes, you know, towards the end of the game there when he got in.
Yeah, he did well. And you were mentioning last week when we talked, you said you don't know who was going to be your spark since Danny left. And that's exactly what I thought. I said Ellis played so well and he came off the bench like a spark. I said maybe Coach might have found a spark right there because he did come in and he just played hard. It just looked like he was there to do business and he did exactly that.
Yeah.
Tim?
What's good, Coach?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. It can't get off to a much better start than you've already gotten off to. 2-0 last night up in Rensselaer, your first road trip of the season, and you come out with a big 88-39 victory. Got to feel good about that, no question about that. But I look at my notes here, and I see 2 minutes into the game, you're down 4-3. Over the next 6 minutes, you outscore Rensselaer 38-3. That's an amazing feat. It seemed like the defense was really on point last night, especially. I mean, they were getting after it. Willie Walker and Mike Alert both playing very, very well. Aggressive, tight defense. Came up with a lot of steals and a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, the defense definitely was a spark last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we threw a press at them a couple minutes into the game, and, you know, that really jump started everything for us. The game's really easy when you can get quick transition buckets and you can get quick, easy layups and getting steals in the backcourt like that. So, you know, like you said, I mean, Mike and Willie were just all over the place. The guys in the back of the press, you know, same thing. They were getting tips, this, you know, steals, and then we're pushing the ball ahead. You know, so really, after those first couple minutes, which, you know, came out, I wouldn't say slow, mm-hmm. maybe just you know, long road trip, like you said, first one of the year.
Right.
You know, was it a little nerves too, playing on the road for some of these guys? But yeah, once we kind of put that press on and we put a little bit of pressure on them defensively, you know, the game kind of just pretty much swung in our hands and we just controlled it for the rest of the way.
And of course, Mike had that great first quarter, had 14 points, including that big dunk. Really got out and threw it down to one hand, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, he felt good about that. But Tyler Delavecchia actually turned out to be your leading scorer. Didn't score a point in the first quarter, hardly played at all in the fourth. Scored 13 in the second, 10 more in the third. I mean, it just goes to show that you just can't key on one guy. Mike had the big game, 27 in the first game, 14 in the first quarter last night, but it just goes to show you just can't focus on one kid, that you can spread it around as well.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about our team. Same thing with, you know, the way things went last year, but this year is very similar in that, you know, it's going to be hard for teams to, you know, want to try and box in one of us or triangle in two and key on a couple guys because mm-hmm. We have so many weapons. You know, we got guys who can knock the shot down from outside. We got guys who can attack the basket. And we got big guys down low. So it's really hard for a team to say, okay, we're going to take this guy away. Because even if they do take that guy away, we got four or five other guys that are going to, you know, that are going to score and make up for, you know, whoever's not scoring on that given night. So it's a nice luxury to have as a coach where we don't need to rely on just one or two guys, mm-hmm. you know, to score the majority of our points.
So everything's going really well. You're 2-0. You're beating teams by an average of 50 points a game, spreading the wealth. Everybody's scoring. Everybody's got in both games to play. But things are going to get a little more competitive now, I would say. Over the next three games, you've got a road game at Ichabod Crane, which is undefeated as well, 4-0 on Friday. You come home to play Catskill, arch rival for the Battle for the Bridge game on next Wednesday. And then next Friday, a game against a team many feel might be the second-best team of the Patroon, Greenville. How do you feel about that next stretch? Going to be a little more competitive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely playing some better competition.
Sure.
For sure, down the next three games. And you know, I think our guys are ready. Like I had mentioned last week, these guys are already battle-tested. I mean, we purposely went out and scrimmaged some big-time teams, and we did that for a reason, to prepare ourselves for these games, knowing that, you know, there were going to be multiple nights where we had just an easy coast to a win. And the preseason is what we prepared ourselves for, these games where we're going to Ichabod, going to Greenville, you know, competing against our rival in Catskill at home. These are the games that, you know, we prepare ourselves for, you know, day in and day out in practice. And these guys are ready. We just got done with practice actually not that long ago. You know, these guys are hungry for a win in Ichabod. You know, they know that they're undefeated. You know, we're going to their house to play them. They're a competitive team playing a big conference. And like we've been preaching to them, you know, those are the statement wins that we have to get. You know, we don't get a lot of statement wins in our league.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday is our first opportunity to get a statement win for this year's team. And they're going to be ready to play. You know, is it going to be as competitive? I guess we'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think, you know. You know, I think, you know, we have the ability to control the game. Am I saying we win by 50? No, but I think we can control the game from start to finish if we play the way we're capable of playing.
So you're saying maybe by 30?
He's not going to say. I'm not going to go there.
Right. I'll give you a number.
You're going to win.
I'll give you a number. I'll see you Friday night and get a number after the game.
Okay, sounds good. You're on.
Briscoe, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
What's some of the lessons, you know, that you guys as a team learned from the success last year to making it to the, you know, Final Four in the state that you're taking into this year?
I think one of the big things is preparation, and the willingness to work and make sure we're, you know, diligently at practice day in and day out. Last year's squad was very determined, you know, at practice every day, working hard, you know, putting in extra time when need be. And those are kind of the things that the younger guys saw and the guys that we have back were part of last year. So those are the things that they bring to the table and are now, we're, you know, it's just a culture for the entire program, not just us, but the JV level, you know, and trickling all the way down, is that, you know, the hard work you put in between games is the reason that games can be as easy as they are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ever want, you know, to teach them any steps of blowing by, show them some old clips of me killing you in gym. You know, blowing by your heart to the rack.
Oh, I'd like to see that myself.
Just show them some of that old footage, man. Those moves still work.
You're crazy.
There you go.
All right, Coach. We want to thank you. What we want to do is I'm probably going to give you like 2 weeks off, man. Go and rack up a bunch of wins, and then we'll probably want to talk to you in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Congratulations. Keep fighting, man. And if you ever need to call us and you just want to get something out there, we were just talking earlier about, you know, promoting the girls team and the JVs. Well, you guys play with the JVs, but the Modify and stuff like that. Right now, Hudson is just really good at a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So we really got to, you know, get the information out so people could come out. And my last question is, at the home game, especially against Catskill, please tell me you guys are going to open up the other side of the bleachers.
I believe so.
All right. I hope so.
I would say so. It got a little tight in here for the Chatham game.
Yeah, I would believe
so. We did 2 years ago when we played them at home. They opened up the other side. So I would think we're going to open up the other side give everyone a little bit more room.
All right, Coach, thanks for the call. Good luck, and good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.